I'm visiting with Andy Gadzicki. He is the Boone County Sheriff currently, and going to be in the special election, a candidate for the sheriff's office. And Andy, thanks for taking time to visit with us.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here. It's an honor to be the sheriff of Boone County.
I know you, one of three, and again, for those most very well aware, supervisors had made a determination when Sheriff Ellsbury decided to resign that he was going to retire at the end of the year. And again, 2 years left on the term, and I know there was interest in the department to step up into that position. So we had three candidates.
Yes, we had an interview process, and basically we had a half an hour to...
Make your pitch.
Make ourselves known. Paint a picture for what we had in mind for the sheriff's office, and talk about our experience there. I came out successful with mm-hmm. that, and I was appointed to start on January 1st, 2023.
You've been with the sheriff's department for what? Is this the only department you've worked with? Tell us a little bit about your background on this.
So I started in 2003 as a reserve deputy for the Boone County Sheriff's Office. I used to work out at Swan Creek Cabinet Company, and I was looking for something healthy to do with my time. I wanted to volunteer with the community, and this sounded like something that would be interesting to learn. I very quickly realized when I saw how the interaction was between law enforcement, local law enforcement, and the community, I very quickly realized this was something that not only that I could do, that I really wanted to do, because I saw it was positive and it was healthy. From there, I started working in the jail. I was doing transports, and I became a certified jailer. And I'll tell you, the jail is really a great place to learn how to talk to people. It's a great place to learn what you're made out of and start understanding the big picture on public safety and law enforcement in mm-hmm. general. I decided to go to the Iowa Law Enforcement Academy in 2005. I was the second person in the state of Iowa to basically pay my own way. The sheriff's office sponsored me. Mm-hmm. So basically they put their name on me, but I wasn't paid to go to the academy, and I had to pay for my own academy fees. Mm-hmm. But I wanted it bad enough to where that seemed like a good option. I looked at it kind of like schooling. Mm-hmm. And what that would do is it would give me an advantage when the next hiring round came.
Sure. You're already certified.
I'm already certified.
Yeah.
And I already had history with this agency. I really enjoyed Boone County. I enjoyed the complexities of the sheriff's office. I like the additional duties that a sheriff's office carries. And it just seemed like a great place for me to grow. So when I got out of the academy, I worked part-time as a deputy, a road deputy, and I also went to work part-time for the Boone Police Department. That way I had kind of an idea working for both different disciplines.
Sure.
And that was very helpful. I learned a lot of how to manage cases, how to interact with people, the differences between the agencies. I thought it was very valuable.
Sure. Even though you have to work together, each one operates a little bit differently.
They do. And that's normal, mm-hmm. but I've always felt it was really important that we do work together, that we're very cohesive and getting along, so to speak. That way we can share resources, share ideas, talk about cases, talk about trends. I think it's really important that those relationships are strong.
Okay. Well, then, so you got into the sheriff's department. One of the things that I'm going to ask you is about this retention recruitment, because at the time when you went in, were there a number of people that were applying for positions at that time? Because we're talking 15 years ago at least.
Yeah, there was competition, and some of them were certified. I think typically we would see a good 25 to 35 applicants was pretty common, and things have changed a little bit. We don't, we don't see quite as many qualified applicants coming in, mm-hmm. but it was a little more difficult to become a police officer back then, and that's mm-hmm. why I chose the route that I did, so that I would have that edge.
Sure. So it got into the public safety, and then Sheriff Ron Fair at the time, I'm guessing.
Yes, it was Sheriff Ron Fair. Yeah.
You were the one that got picked.
Yes, I well, I was already there part time, yeah. So he was able to promote me.
You already knew, but
I had already everybody already knew who I was. Yeah. I had already established that I could do the job, and I already had the relationship, so it was an easy pick. It was a promotion, actually, yeah. So to speak.
Started patrol.
I started patrol, and very shortly there came an opening with the Central Iowa Drug Task Force with a narcotics investigators position. Back then, the Boone County Sheriff's Office did appoint or promote a detective to narcotics investigations, and that person would serve out on the Central Iowa Drug Task Force as a part of that coalition or part of that mm-hmm. group to do local drug investigations, sure. So to speak. So that started fairly quickly for me. I did that for about 3 years, and then I went back to being a road deputy mm-hmm. for a couple of years after that. When Kenny Kendall retired, I believe that was in about 2012, I applied for general crime detective. I always had a passion for the general crime, for the burglaries.
Doing the investigations.
The burglaries and, the sex abuses.
Sure.
Those are difficult cases to do. Honestly, most officers don't want to do them because they're just because of the subject matter. Mm-hmm. They're different types of cases. The evidence is different. And so I took that role on because it was hard, and because I always advocated for those types of victims. I've always, I was the access liaison deputy mm-hmm. To interface between access and our department when it came to sex abuse and domestic assault. So for me, it was an important role to play, frankly, because nobody else wanted to do it, and it took a while to get good at it.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a part of a learning experience to be able to apply, you have the interest, but to apply and build the skills for it.
Right. It's taken, a lot of training, and I'll be honest with you, it took a little bit of an emotional adjustment on my behalf. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, most of our victims in those types of cases are children. And families are often very upset, rightfully so. Mm-hmm. And it's really difficult to hear about some of the things that people do to kids right here in Boone County, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah. So doing this, and I know you started to pick up some other things to do. I mean, within the department, again, technology has really been one of the things you've really been able to grab onto.
Yeah, I've always been interested in technology. Just personally, I've always embraced it. Even as a kid, I was always looking forward for the future. Everybody, I'm 51 years old, and I remember growing up, everybody would always say, "Well, computers are the future." Well, people would say that, but they didn't really know, because sure. Back in the 80s, it was a novelty.
It was a lot different then. Yes,
it certainly was. But boy, were they right. And I often laugh, when I see some people that I work with that or otherwise that are having some technological challenges, and I often say to myself, yeah, computers are the future. Who knew? Well, everybody.
Yes. I mean, that's one thing. We've seen a lot of changes infrastructure-wise as far as doing things like that for law enforcement. And, I know you've got drone operators and things like that. One thing I did want to find out, as you're going forward in this, what kinds of things, after the election, your sheriff, you've been elected for the balance of the term, what kinds of things are you looking to build into the department? What kinds of things? Because I know you've been in there for a long time. And are there areas you want to improve in, structure you want to work on?
Yeah, we do, unfortunately, we are looking at a period of our jail is aging. It's been there for about 21 years. That jail, it was all electronic from the beginning. Initially, it had analog cameras in it. We used to have to change out VHS tapes in order to cycle out our recordings.
Sure.
Over the years, I've had an opportunity to step into that role to keep our facility updated for two reasons. First of all, it interested me, and it would save the taxpayers a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And money's always an issue. you know, we're always looking for alternative funding to try to ease the burden on the taxpayers. But Boone County has big needs. We have problems. You know, we have societal problems that we have to deal with, so which makes our agency busy, which makes our jail busy, which makes our deputies busy. So it's not like we're sitting around doing nothing. I mean, we have the need. And with that need, you know, I have had to fulfill that role because I had a background in electrical. I had a background in computer networking. I had a background in building computers. And I always just embraced it. So, you know, I've had to upgrade our camera system at the facility there. We have 100 cameras that had to be changed out from analog cameras to digital cameras. Those digital cameras had to be integrated into our digital jail control. You push a button on a touchscreen and the camera pops up. So, you know, that took a little bit of work to do. I physically actually designed and installed all of the cameras. So I had to include a computer network to support that. I made all the choices for the cameras in the courthouse, including the treasurer's office, the lobby, second, third, and fourth floor. Those were all, and in the courtrooms.
Sure. All security, public safety.
Security, public safety. That's part of the job of the sheriff, is to make sure that courthouse security is being handled. Now cameras are very limited. They're better than nothing. And they give us an opportunity to monitor live, and they most certainly give us an opportunity to go back and maybe see what happened.
Sure.
So that equipment's important.
Mm-hmm. Personnel-wise, you've got some retirements that came along, but we generally have a relatively young department right now.
We do. I am the only one that's left from the original, from when I started.
Sure.
So I'm right now the senior deputy anyways. It's been interesting at seeing the changes throughout the years. And I'll tell you, we have a young, energetic crew that is very competent and hardworking. I think we have a good agency. We try to be very careful in our hiring process and make sure that we're getting the right people in for the right reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And we try to make sure that they are properly trained and that we're dealing with our daily issues. Because if you don't, then they turn into bigger issues. So, yeah, I think we have a good office.
Okay, and obviously that's the part. I know that new contract between the county and the deputies definitely raised up the pay, which does help with that retention and recruitment.
That pay is definitely going to help us stay competitive with our local agencies that we're competing. We're competing with the city of Boone, the city of Ames, ISUPD, Story County,
Dallas County,
Polk County, all of the you know, Urbandale, Clive, West Des Moines, Des Moines. We're dealing with all of those agencies because right now we're in a period where a certified peace officer that maybe was working for the Boone County Sheriff's Office and living in Boone County wouldn't even have to move.
Yeah,
they could easily drive or commute to any one of those locations and pick up a job as a police officer, making a pretty decent salary.
Yeah, so part of it is retaining, keeping everybody here. Got to ask quickly, obviously family from here, wife is from Boone County.
Yes, I married my wife, Tricia Lindusky was her maiden name. She's from Ogden. We have four children. I've lived in Boone County for about 24 years. I bought an old house on West Mamie Eisenhower, and I fell in love with it.
And did a lot of work. Spent a lot of extra
for those
hours.
That were paying attention back then. Yeah, I laugh. It's the house that was built at night.
Yeah, during shifts. Yeah,
I was very, very busy. I was working several jobs at that time, and I had a family that was growing. My wife was going to school for nursing, and we needed the house. So, yeah.
Well, we've got an election coming up. If people want to visit with you and find out more about you, because I know you've had a lot of support out there from people putting up signs, and they're familiar with you. You've been with the department a long time. But then so is your competitor.
Right, absolutely.
Both you and Corey have been working together actually quite a few years.
We have. You know, I've met a lot of good people over the years, both in serving this community and then working, you know, working for Swan Creek and working, you know, I worked for Bryce Electric out of Ames, mm-hmm. too. I've met a lot of good people in this area and established a lot of relationships. And I've worked hard. And I work hard because everybody in this community works hard. This is a working community. People value family. They value their mm-hmm. their wealth because, you know, everybody works for what they have around here. There's no hand-me-downs in Boone, and that's what drew me to it. I like this type of community. It's what I'm made out of.
All right. Good luck in the election.
Thank you.